For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
You are getting the best possible information.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Wow.
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Touchdown! Leaping Jalen Hurts. Throws to the end zone. Intercepted! It's Cam Kitchens with 4 seconds left in the half. Deamer Cotto on a handoff. Runs 53 yards for a touchdown.
Touchdown! Today's guest, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Hour number two of the show is on the air. So much to talk about in hour numbers two and three of this show. Overreaction Monday. Chris Brockman and I recorded it already. And that's up wherever you get your podcasts right now. And greatly appreciate you taking that in. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We have the show completely wide open for your phone calls after we take the Zoom of our next guest, Tom Pelissero, who's going to join us in just a split second with so much going on. We talked about the Lions and the Packers. We talked about the Saints firing Dennis Allen. The two stud free agent signings of this offseason, Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley, halfway through the season, are 1-2 in scrimmage yards. Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley, they are doing exactly what their teams wanted them to do, and you're supposed to not be able to because they're running backs. Not supposed to be impactful. You can just draft somebody.
I mean, the two outliers
outliers, or this is what you can do. This is what you can do. You can get the right guy at the right price and go for it. Yeah, baby.
Okay.
I like it.
I mean, DeAndre Swift and Josh Jacobs not working out.
No, it's not that they're not working out. It's they're not 1-2 in scrimmage yards, are they? They're not perfect for their team in terms of what they've been looking for a long time, right?
It helps when you go to those two teams.
Well, Josh Jacobs, let's add him. He's another free agent signing, isn't he? Okay. Thank you, Chris. You gave me a third.
He's not working out.
He is working out.
I don't know. Where was he yesterday?
Well,
he had 95 yards rushing.
He had 95 yards rushing.
Well, needed 195.
Nice. This guy. You know, Aaron Jones, Joe Mixon, they're doing pretty well. Yeah. By the way, Jones, you sound like my grandfather. Well. Like, you know, I got a 99 on my test. Why not 100? You know, like 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Tom Pelissero joining us. Very busy time for him with the trade deadline tomorrow. Good to see you, Tommy P. How are you?
Good to see you, Rich. What's up to my boys in the studio?
Hey, there he goes.
He's found the people.
No need to send you a video during
good
the interview.
Good to see you, baby.
Yeah, now you could just leave him alone.
I won't, though.
Dude, his phone is buzzing anyway, I'm sure.
I'm not going to bother you with AJ Brown updates yet. Okay, Tom?
It sounds like there's optimism about AJ Brown. He is having tests today on the knee. Sounds like a sprain, but they'll gather more information throughout
the day. Thank you. Good looking out.
You feel better now?
I feel great. Good looking out.
Tom, why did the Saints fire Dennis Allen, in your estimation? Tom?
There were a lot of things pointing toward this potentially happening, whether you're talking about a 7-game losing streak, the fact that Dennis Allen going back to his Raider days since 2012, all the coaches in that time who have coached at least 75 games, Dennis Allen had the worst winning percentage of any of them. You had players, respected guys like Cam Jordan coming out on social media and being like, wow, we lost to the Panthers. You had Michael Thomas going off on social media yesterday about why they fired all the coaches to protect the quarterback in Derek Carr, who Dennis Allen obviously was there and was part of the decision to bring him in and give him guaranteed money that would make sure that Carr was their quarterback for a couple of years here. I thought that it was interesting in the statement that the Saints put out that Mickey Loomis, like, I don't remember another statement like that from a GM in the firing of a coach who basically said, hey, Dennis Allen's a great coach and we had a ton of injuries and it's not his fault and he didn't make excuses. There was no but, it was the right time. It was Mickey Loomis basically being like, this isn't on Dennis Allen, which all brings you to, you know, kind of the reality of the situation here, which was when you're on this type of a skid, when you were always going to be compared to Sean Payton, when the fans are frustrated, when you're falling short late in these games. Remember, this is a team that made a run at the end of last season and probably saved Dennis Allen's job at that time. Gail Benson, who really had no track record of making substantial changes because she took over for the late Tom Benson. And the only change that they had made there was when Sean Payton walked away and they hired a guy who was already in the building. You know, there was an unknown of exactly how they would handle this. But anytime you're on that type of losing streak, you're in the third year, you're probably going to be on the chopping block. I thought, you know, going into the season, he'd at least get the year. But obviously with the spot that they're in, they're looking for some type of a spark just to, you know, make sure that the fans aren't completely looking elsewhere.
Yeah.
In the final 2 months of the season.
Right. And usually when a coach gets fired mid-season, it's because of an embarrassing loss. And obviously yesterday would be categorized as such, but none more embarrassing than a nationally televised curb stomping at the hands of Sean Payton when he returned, and it was Drew Brees night, and it was just an absolute awful evening there. So the question is, you even mentioned it, I'll ask it on behalf of Saints fans, what about an entire house clean? What about everybody goes there, Tom? What are you hearing on that front?
Mickey Loomis is one of the longest tenured executives in the entire NFL. I mean, he was running the NBA team that the Bensons owned as the GM there as well. Like, he's on a different program than everybody else. He's probably closer to an owner than he is to a general manager. You know, you rule nothing out, but, you know, to the extent of, you know, all of a sudden you're going to have different voices involved here and this is going to be a teardown. I haven't gotten that sense. I don't get the sense that this is going to be a fire sale, give up on the season. The stuff about the injuries is legit. I mean, Derek Carr missed, what, 3 starts because of his oblique injury. They've been brutalized at the wide receiver position. Chris Olave, who, that's what Michael Thomas was going off about, was basically Derek Carr throwing him hospital balls and him continuing to take the type of hits that send him literally to the hospital. Rashid Shaheed being out. You know, all those things are factors here, but, you know, they've got an old, expensive team, Rich. This is one that was built very much to try to win right now. And they did. Again, they finished strong last season. They actually, speaking of embarrassing losses, you remember it was the Saints who were playing the Falcons in the final week of last season when Jameis audibles to hand the ball off to Jamal Williams and get him a touchdown late in the game. And Arthur Smith gets mad and confronts Dennis Allen about it after the game. And Arthur Smith was fired a few hours after that. You know, these are exactly those types of those moments that, even though, you know, it's not just based upon the loss to the Panthers, it's kind of all those things combined, it's the acknowledgement that, you know, the Saints were probably moving on. Does that include Mickey Loomis? Again, we don't really have signs that pointing that direction. Mickey Loomis was very close with Tom Benson. The feeling within the league has always been that Mickey is going to call his shot on retiring and walking away from the team. Could that happen this year? Could that happen a couple of years from now? Anything's possible at this stage, but in terms of Mickey Loomis being fired, I haven't gotten that sense at this point.
So Darren Rizzi, the special teams coach, is now the interim head coach. Are the Saints now officially sellers in the next 24 hours? Who would be available from their team, do you think?
Tom? Marshawn Lattimore is the key one that they've gotten calls about. He's probably the most valuable piece that they have. There was, you know, an ongoing issue of he's probably going to need a new contract after this season. I thought maybe he was going to get traded back in training camp. That's the logical guy. But beyond that, again, I don't get the sense in talking to people that this is all of a sudden, hey, we're gonna trade all these older parts on the team. I mean, you've got guys like Tyrann Mathieu, Cam Jordan, who they have continued to do deals with. You just did a new deal with Alvin Kamara. A lot of these guys are not even tradable, Rich, and I know that the Saints are used to eating dead money on the salary cap, but when you just paid guys, it becomes that much more punitive to then move on from them. Are there other potential guys who could be traded for? I'm sure that there are on the team, but they also have so many injuries that a lot of the guys who teams otherwise might be targeting, whether that's offensive linemen, whether it's some of the, you know, potentially even the wide receivers, a lot of those guys are not on the field right now, and you can't trade a guy who's not available.
So again, Tom Pelissero here on the Rich Eisen Show. It's just so difficult having conversations like this because you're treating families, livelihoods, you know, like they're just commodities, and like you're benching somebody, or you're just talking about you know, a win or a loss, and you're talking about jobs here. So that said, though, that's two guys that have gotten fired midseason: Robert Saleh with the Jets, and now you've got Dennis Allen with the Saints. Are there any other teams that are an embarrassing loss or two away from doing the same thing, do you think, right now, Tom?
I said this to some people as I was, you know, talking with various people within the league last night. Like, all the teams that were kind of on that precipice of, all right, what are they going to do? They basically all lost yesterday. I mean, the Saints, the Raiders, who fired Luke Getsy late last night, they were certainly, you know, in that spot. Right now, Antonio Pierce is getting to remodel his own coaching staff, so there's nothing, you know, pressing. He's in his first year. You know, but certainly the Raiders are hoping and expecting that they're going to perform better than they have to this point in the season. Obviously, Jacksonville, we've been talking about that one throughout. Doug Peterson and everybody else knows that, you know, they've got a win here down the stretch, and they nearly, you know, pulled it off yesterday against the Eagles, against all odds. And there's a controversial call on that Saquon fumble that gets returned for a touchdown, and on a play where I'd put Trayvon Walker's touchdown return there, Rich, like top 10 athletic feats that I've seen by a defensive player running the ball back. I mean, that was like, play that guy at tight end or something, you may be able to have some success. But, you know, the Jaguars are certainly on that list. There's going to continue to be speculation about Mike McCarthy in Dallas, but Jerry Jones, you know, said it last night that, you know, he likes what he sees from Mike. He knows what a good coach he is. He's good with him. If they don't, you know, turn this around and make the playoffs, I think everybody involved, including Mike, would know, you know, he's in a contract here. He's a guy who's probably not going to, you know, to be back in 2025. And by the way, I think that if Mike McCarthy's not back in Dallas, he will be a candidate for other jobs, potentially even the one in New Orleans, a place that he was coaching about 20 years ago and is going to need some type of an offensive upswing. I mean, there's a bunch of them, Rich. You know, we've already, like you said, we've got two head coaching openings. We now have an offensive coordinator opening. There's a bunch more teams. I mean, what are there, 9 teams, I think, that have 2 wins right now? They're 2-6 or 2-7. That's a lot of teams that are kind of buried right now. And it'll be interesting to see over these next, what, 27 hours here, how many trades we get at the deadline, because the competition committee's concern with pushing back the deadline has always been the later you get, the more teams might fire sale, and then you have an inequity competitively in terms of some of the matchups the second half of the season. If there's mass sell-offs in different places, you know, that's going to give people pause about potentially even pushing the trade deadline back another week, which is something the GM advisory committee's been pushing for.
Well, one more on the coaching before we move to the trade deadline. Tom Pelissero here on the Rich Eisen Show. So every year, you know, again, when a couple teams fire a coach seemingly early, other teams do follow suit because they do want to get a head start on a new coach when they feel like they're going to go do it anyway. And there are some coaches who are really old school that are out there who are like, I'm not talking to you until the job's open. And usually that coach is somebody sitting in the media that places a bunch of pressure on top of this boiling pot. Used to be Bill Cowher until he said, I'm not doing it. It definitely was Sean Payton a couple years ago. Belichick is now that guy. There's no question about it. He's that guy. Is he looming over this process right now, do you think, Tom?
Bill Belichick is definitely one of the names that, you know, every discussion I have, that's one of the first ones that everybody brings up in terms of, you know, what's going to happen and kind of the trickle down to the rest of the cycle. You know, we've had, especially over the last, what, 7-8 years since Sean McVay came in, this influx of about 2/3 of all hires are first time head coaches under age 45, most of them from the offensive side of the ball. You've seen, though, some coaches who have different backgrounds who have had, you know, initial success. Dan Quinn's doing a really good job with a Washington roster that, you know, Jaden Daniels is unbelievable, but I don't know that if you looked at that roster compared it around the league that you'd say this is a really talented football team overall. But he's led to a cultural shift, and he's drawn on, you know, some of the experiences. Sean Payton seems to be having that type of an effect in Denver, even though you're seeing stops and starts. They certainly got a reality check yesterday against Baltimore. You know, he's a second time head coach who's drawing on that. I think that the last cycle, last year in particular, was so dominated by the positive reinforcement culture guys. Basically, everybody who got a job, Jim Harbaugh, I would say, still say, is in that category. He's different because he'd done it before and because his there's nobody else like Jim Harbaugh, but a lot of the others were positive reinforcement guys. That's what, you know, Gerard Mayo certainly is. That's what Antonio Pierce is in terms of being, you know, more player-led. Brian Callahan, Dave Canales are all on that tip.
Raheem Morris.
Usually what happens,
yeah, as well.
Raheem Morris, usually what you have then is the swing back to, okay, if all the hiring went this way, now you might have, all right, where's the candidates? Well, they're the guys who might be more of the negative reinforcement culture. Belichick is definitely in that category. Hopefully this is not a trade that's happening right now. I'm going to call you right back.
Okay.
You know, Bill Belichick is just a different type of a guy. Mike Vrabel is certainly in that category as well. Vrabel, who now is part of the coaching staff in Cleveland. If you've seen him in the last few weeks, he's down there working with the offensive line and he's got a headset. He's another guy who is a really, really good coach, but more of a, you know, there's negative reinforcement aspects to the type of culture that he breeds. You know, does Pete Carroll still want one more shot? Now, he's a positive guy, but he's an older coach. He's been around the block. Does somebody want to go potentially that direction? Again, if Mike McCarthy is back out there, I think all those veteran experience type of coaches are certainly going to be in the mix this year, because this is a really rare. I mean, think about the number of games this group of coaches has won. Why would you not try to talk to a Belichick or a Pete Carroll? Even if you don't think it's a long-term thing, if you feel like you've got a roster that's ready to win right now, you know, the Saints are a really veteran roster. I don't know that Bill Belichick wants to move to New Orleans at this point, but, you know, why would you not call those types of guys here? I think it's wide open, Rich. It often is. Ben Johnson certainly is going to be high up on a lot of people's lists here, but every team has their own criteria. And the likes of Belichick, Vrabel, even Carroll, McCarthy, if Mike McCarthy becomes available, you know, those are the guys who I think are going to be of interest to a lot of different people. And you're right, even though the NFL has legislated this process differently now, they've slowed it down. They've basically set up a system where you have to extend your search into late January, if not February. I would think those guys, by being available now, perhaps, you know, let people kind of get going on some of their research a little bit early.
All right. So before I let you go, because, again, you're kind enough to say you were going to call somebody back. And for the radio audience, Tom has looked down at his phone every single time I've been setting him up. You're really an outstanding multitasker, Tom. I appreciate it. What is the what is the trade market looking like right now with me being a little bit fretful that what you say could be dated within 5 minutes from now? But just give it to me. What do you got?
Oh, we're live, so we can talk about it right now. 27 hours out from the deadline here. I would say the two key spots to watch are going to be wide receiver and edge rusher. There are a lot of wide receivers who potentially are available. Mike Williams, even though the Jets won last week, that's certainly a name that's going to come up in trade talks here. Do people make another run at guys like Courtland Sutton from the Broncos, who, you know, they certainly have had offers really over the last couple of years here for him? How does Sean Payton feel about that roster at this point? That one would not be cheap, but that's certainly a name to keep in mind. Darius Slayton, who we talked about yesterday on game day morning, he got banged up in the game yesterday. I think he got a concussion check, but that's a name that was potentially going to be moving. And then you got all the edge rushers. Did not sound when I came on the show as if anything was imminent between the Lions and the Browns for Za'Darius Smith. It seemed for like 3 weeks that that's probably going to happen, but it's not actually taking place just yet. there certainly is going to be interest in guys like Bryce Huff, who was one of the Eagles' big free agent signings, played all of six snaps yesterday after getting his hand apparently banged up in warmups or something. That's a name that I would think is going to get some potential action. Azeez Ojulari is on that spot, on that list as well. Edge rusher is a premium position. There's a lot of teams that are going to be in that market. And you look at the number of wide receiver injuries, Rich, always file that away. Obviously, the Steelers have just been looking perpetually for like 8 months now to add one more. I would think they get one, but I think the Texans potentially are going to add a wide receiver here. Teams like San Francisco and Tampa have had injuries at that position. We've already had four wide receivers traded, and I'd personally be surprised if we don't have five or six by the time this thing is done.
Yeah, man. If I'm the Texans, though, I go for shopping in the offensive line market. Is that even available? You know, is that even possible? Do you think, Tom?
We've seen some moves already. Cam Robinson, yeah. You know, was a big one there. The Brandon Scherff, who is also, you know, play a lot of games, been a very good player. He's in Jacksonville as well. That's a potential name that people could target here. And then there's also, you know, one of the things that GMs ask right now is just like, who's really selling? In other words, not just who's got one or two guys available, like who's selling? And there are a bunch of those teams. I mean, the Browns, as long as it's not about Myles Garrett, they're going to listen on practically anything. You know, Tennessee is certainly going to listen. The Raiders, again, you know, they fired Luke Getsy late last night. They fired the quarterbacks coach and the offensive line coach. I mean, they got all kinds of moving parts there. But if you're Las Vegas, you have to be thinking, we need all the ammo we can get to go and get a quarterback in the draft next year. Whether we end up with the number one pick or the number 10 pick, we got to be prepared. They already traded Davante Adams. They got a high pick for him. But could you get interest in, let's say, you know, a Jacoby Myers? They do have some offensive linemen. Could they end up trading one of those guys? I don't think that they trade Max Crosby. That would really, really surprise me. Doesn't sound like there's any plans to do that. But you know, if they get a call on Jack Jones, I mean, that's what GMs and pro scouts are doing right now, is figuring out, you know, who exactly is available.
Take that call, Tom. Thanks again for the time, brother. You be well. Great job, as always. It's Tom Pelissero. Check him out on the Insiders on NFL Plus, NFL Network as well. He's off. Off he goes.
Information mining?
Belichick. Where is he going?
Jacksonville.
You think so?
I do.
Out of all of them?
Yes.
Out of all of them.
Quarterback in place, under contract. They have a really good roster. They're just they're underperforming. They're underachieving.
Doug Peterson, I don't. Do you think Doug Peterson really gets fired there? You really do?
They're 2-7.
I understand what they are. I understand what they are.
Yeah.
And I understand Shad Khan says it's the best team we've ever had. Everybody assumes he's gone. I don't know.
Shad Khan kind of put the bar way up here.
I understand
this
that,
season,
but they also churned through coaches. They churned through them. It's not like Doug Peterson forgot to win how to win a Super Bowl. And I understand that, you know, you could sit here and go, I signed Trevor Lawrence for all that money and he doesn't look as great as he did. And that's your fault. I don't know.
Trevor Lawrence looks
maybe
fine.
I don't see the forest from the trees. This guy's he's a terrific coach. But, you know.
Yeah, but how would Trevor look with Josh McDaniels?
So you think that's the one?
Yeah, you get
Jacksonville.
The whole band back together.
Let me just say this to some of my friends out there, including a certain Pasquatch in Kansas City. Jet fans, if you think Belichick is coming to play or coming to coach the Jets, you have lost your mind. That is truly the last place he would go to.
I mean, not even if hell was frozen.
I don't even think if the warmest place you can think of is frozen over, he would go to.
No chance. There.
Unless Woody sells the team,
right,
to somebody who he greatly respects and admires. That would be the only. There's a reason why he signed the cocktail napkin. Said I'm resigning as HC of the NYJ after he had it in his contract to succeed Bill Parcells. But that was when Leon Hess owned the team. Yeah, that ain't happening. And New Orleans would be a tough sell, wouldn't it?
They don't have a quarterback.
Well, plus if you're not fired, like he's going to want you clean the house. Yeah, I'm coming in.
Mickey's gone too.
That's just not happening
right,
either.
Right.
So, I don't think.
It's a full control situation with Bill.
Right. All right, we'll take a break. There was a game yesterday not a lot of people are talking about, but I'm just I was fascinated by it because of who is the quarterbacks in it, and of course, one of the teams were once upon a time famously who we thought they were. We'll talk about Caleb Williams. We'll talk about Kyler Murray, and we'll talk with you. I've got a top five list as well of teams you should start believing in. That's coming up. For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. Let's talk LinkedIn people and small business owning. I'm a small business owner. Yeah, I might host the Rich Eisen Show, but I run it too. Rich Eisen Productions is a small business. And when you're hiring for small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you've got to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. It's not just a job board, this LinkedIn. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. LinkedIn knows that small businesses are wearing so many hats and might not have the time or resources to hire. That's why you got to use them. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Eisen. That's LinkedIn.com/Eisen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better, because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part, or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Put your hands together for the most recent Heisman Trophy winner, Kyler Murray of Oklahoma. Where is that trophy right now?
I sleep next to it.
It's on your nightstand?
Yeah.
So it's good morning Heisman every day?
Yeah, type.
Seriously, it's right there next to, like, there's a night table next to Kyler Murray's bed and the Heisman Trophy is resting
right. Yes, sir.
That's amazing.
Have you ever woken up in the middle of the night and you've had it in your arms, like you've been spooning with it?
No, there's no spooning.
There's no Heisman spooning? No. By the way, I would absolutely spoon with the Heisman if I won the Heisman. Now taking part in the Rich Eisen Show Throw Challenge, Kyler Murray, is this the first NFL Duke ball that you have thrown? That's an NFL. Oh, my God. You won't even answer that.
Wow.
Go for it, Kyler. Go for it. That's one. First one, here we go. That's two.
Kyler Murray, everybody.
That's three, by the way. That's four. Those are all Duke NFL footballs. Just wanted everyone to know that.
First overall pick.
That's four. That's five.
Wow.
These are the footballs Kurt Warner complained about. That's six. That's seven.
Whoa.
That's it. Oh, my goodness. Here, let's get some.
Oh, no.
Here we go. Keep going.
I'm off.
You got one more?
Hold on, this is getting bad.
Here we go. No, it's getting bad. Yeah. You got seven for first seven. Good enough. Seven out of ten. Yeah. Kyler Murray.
Good to see you, man.
Appreciate it.
Congratulations, he won the Heisman and it seems the Rich Eisen throwing contest in the same year. That's a first.
No one could ever take that away from you.
And Kyler still hasn't been back on the show. I see that after we show that clip every time. You set your watch.
He hasn't. It's true.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. So we just showed a clip of Kyler Murray coming on the show at the Super Bowl in Atlanta, which turned out to be the last Tom Brady Super Bowl win as a Patriots
quarterback. As a Patriots quarterback. Okay.
And that was the one where, is he going to play baseball? Is he going to play football? Wouldn't say.
Wouldn't say.
We recorded with him. He wouldn't tell us. Then he went down the hallway, went on Dan Patrick's show live.
Right.
Said most of the same things, and that went viral.
Which was nothing. He said nothing.
Went viral. Wouldn't say anything. Wouldn't even admit to saying anything. He wouldn't talk about anything.
And he wouldn't even admit that he had been thrown in NFL football before.
But we saw his dad off camera, right? Mm-hmm. And his dad off camera was basically
his dad was like
he was almost like winking, like yeah, he's playing.
See you in Indianapolis,
right?
Yeah.
See
you
in Indy.
See
you at the combine.
But guys, by telling us nothing, he told us everything. Essentially,
that is another way to put it.
And we never had him back. I still have his dad's phone number because I texted him.
Text his dad.
Let's see if we get him back on.
Hey,
you know what I mean? Hey, this is TJ.
And I'm not saying this because it's you know, this isn't like laying rose petals down to get him back here, okay? And I know saying this off a game in which he had 154 passing yards and no touchdowns, and that broke a career-long 15-game streak where he had at least one passing touchdown in a game. Ooh. And I know it's an odd time to say this, but this guy's an MVP candidate in the league.
Ooh.
He's not being mentioned as an MVP candidate because, why? They're 5-4. They're the Cardinals and pew-pew last year. And
I think all that.
And we haven't seen, like, Marvin Harrison Jr. is not being thrown in the same sentence as Malik Nabers right now, and he's not really being mentioned for Offensive Rookie of the Year, and that must be a Kyler thing. It is not. You watch this guy play football now, and it looks a lot more in order. It looks a lot more of what he, remember, there was a big firestorm after week one. A lot of people thought it was him saying, it's not my job. Mm-hmm. To make sure Marvin Harrison Jr. isn't scoring, or it's not my job to throw it to him.
Right.
He's basically like, we got a plan, and we'll get him the ball. That's not my job to just force it to him. And a lot of people are like, Kyler, what are you saying? And then I do believe he scored 2 touchdowns the next week.
Yep.
Right? Like almost right away in the first quarter, right?
First
time since his dad did it as a rookie.
It's right away.
At any rate.
Yep.
It just looks a lot more... You used to be like play would break down and he would run around and he'd try and create something and either it worked or it didn't. Hey, DeAndre, get open. It looked more like, you know, backyard football. Now it looks like this is a real deal offense. And everybody look alive because you may get the ball and you may score. And I know this isn't a game where he had 2 touchdowns passing and 2 running and was one of those types of quarterbacks like Lamar where he's just tough to sack. You can't get him down. Jaden Daniels is becoming another one of those. Like, just keep fade back. It's third down. Oh, I'll just throw it to a wide open tight end or running back, and we'll get a first down. This just looks like the offense has a system, and he's running it. And he's got a grasp of it. It looks more elite.
Hmm.
It does. And in terms of, like, look alive on this Arizona offense, sure, James Conner's got 107 rush yards. And Cardinals are now 3-1 when he gets that. And James Conner, remember he came on during the summer and he's just like, don't sleep on us.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks like the stud running back Everybody wanted him to be or thought he had in him, but he was just because he was born because Le'Veon Bell was a total knucklehead and giving him an opportunity. And then the Steelers didn't, you know, it didn't work out for him there in Pittsburgh like he would be the bell cow. And I think that informs a lot of people's thoughts on James Conner. He's really good.
Yeah, he's a beast.
He's a beast. He's a beast running back.
Mm-hmm.
But how about this in terms of looking alive on the Cardinals offense, an old gen stat? Hit it. I got an old gen stat.
Old gen stats.
Damn it, done this in
old. All right, we haven't done this in a while.
Been forever.
Its own stat.
Yeah, that's right. Three different Arizona players scored a rushing touchdown in week 9, none of which was, by the way, Murray or Connor. Amari DiMercato, Trey Benson, and Trey McBride all scored in the first half on the ground. It's the first time the Cardinals had three different players score a rushing touchdown in the first half of a game since December 2nd, 1923, against the Oorang Indians. 101 years ago.
Right.
And that's your old gen stat.
Old gen stats.
Eventually, the Oorang Indians became the Oorang Guardians. Thank you so much. And scene.
Were they the Chicago Cardinals back then?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
They've been around a while, the Cardinals. And you got, I mean, they are in first place, 5-4. And the Arizona Cardinals have the Jets next. That's a team that can be had, as we know. I know they're feeling good about themselves. Then they're on a bye. Let's get better. Let's get healthier. At Seattle. They've already won at San Francisco. They've already beaten the Rams at home. They've held serve. They're at Minnesota. They're going to sneak up on every last one of them. They're home for New England. They're at the Carolina Panthers. If they sweep the Rams and the Niners in the last 2 weeks of the season, are we printing playoff tickets for your Arizona Cardinals?
No doubt.
Also talking about Kyler Murray as MVP of this league.
He's got to leapfrog a few guys.
I'm sure. Well, I mean, listen, all you got to be is in the final five and have a ticket and a dream.
All right. So according to the odds, he's 30-1 right now.
Okay.
He's tied with C.J. Stroud. This is who's in front of him. Brock Purdy, Sam Darnold, Kirk Cousins.
Sam Darnold. He's playing much better football than Sam Darnold is. Come on.
I think you're right. Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, and then your top five is Jaden Daniels, Goff, Mahomes, Lamar, Josh Allen.
I think he could be in this mix. The Cardinals win their division, and they're on their way. They're halfway home, quite literally and figuratively. Right now, they'd be taking on the Vikings in a wild card game. They might wind up in the final four, guys, the way that they're playing.
Mm.
I know I'm putting a cart before the horse.
You like them to beat the Vikings if they played right now?
If they played right now, they'd make a game of it. In Arizona? Oh, yeah, they could win that one. Why not? They have the better quarterback. 100%. Kyler Murray. Just watch him play. It looks different. It feels different. It doesn't feel like run around and get somebody until somebody gets open. Running for his life.
Mm-hmm.
He's hitting his back foot and he's throwing. And he's finding people. And they may not be in your fantasy team, but they're scoring. Now, the Chicago Bears. I mean, I don't know what to make of it. Because they were in line to win it last week. They were. I'm wondering if we're going to be looking back at the end of the season and that Hail Mary is something that left an indelible mark on this team.
Totally with you.
Yesterday's performance didn't give you much of a hope that this didn't leave a mark and they didn't have a Hail Mary hangover in Arizona. And again, by the end of the year, we may find out Arizona's defense is no joke and they make a lot of teams look like the Bears looked, and the Bears had their worst offensive performance just in terms of numbers, metrics, eye test, since they got spanked in Houston in week 2 on that Sunday night. And after winning in London, they're 4-2. Caleb Williams looked terrific. They go on a bye, and Caleb looked with this offense lost for three quarters until just an absolute stones fourth quarter performance against a Commanders team that was all over him, and he had him in line to win, and then that friggin' Hail Mary hit. Now they're back to 500 because that was a disappointing performance, to say the least. Caleb has no touchdown passes in his last two games now. And he had four in that game I called against Jacksonville in London. He's only completing 49.2% of his passes over the last two. He's taken 4.5 sacks per game. Trouble protecting him, / not hitting the back foot and hitting somebody. Unless it's their offense. And I'll tell you what, Bears fans are out for blood right now. Mm-hmm. The one, if you want to call, you could speak to one in the back, and Adam Chudwin. Every Bears fan I know is like, it's got to be the system. It's got to be the OC. It's got to be the HC. Now, again, we'll see what happens. The Bears don't make changes midseason, so forget that. Whether it's worthy to even consider it or not, they don't do that. And plus, this is the play caller of the defense, and the defense is, you know, if it keeps getting three and outed back out there, or the Bears don't make any hay on the offensive side of the scoreboard, any good defense is going to finally break. Certainly, when you're going against an elite playing quarterback like Kyler Murray right now. But the Bears now go home, and they're better at home. Did you see that stat that in the Eberflus era, the Bears have yet to win a Sunday game on the road? They showed that one during the game.
Wow.
And they were all set to do that last week until that freaking Hail Mary. God, the Bears are just, like, they got to wipe that out of their mouths. And then now in comes New England. I mean, they have to beat them up. They have to get back feeling good about themselves, and then rubbers meet in the road. You look at their schedule, home for Green Bay, home for Minnesota. They're home for three in a row, and they are a much better home team than they are on the road. The Thanksgiving game at Detroit kicks off a four-game stretch that's at San Francisco, at Minnesota, home for Detroit. Seattle comes in on the final Thursday night of the season, and then they're at Green Bay. Who knows what that's for? But 5-3 would be a much better position to be starting this than 4-4. That freaking Hail Mary. We're still talking about it for a good reason, because they just absolutely fell flat in Arizona. Which for them also, if you think the Niners are going to come on strong after they come back from their bye healthier, the Rams just did what we saw. They've won three in a row. If you think the Cardinals will be a team in the wild card hunt, Bears just had a brutal loss. Brutal. Especially if you think the Eagles might start performing as consistently as we've seen over the last month and overtake Washington. And Washington is in a wild card hunt. Because this division is going to be won by the Lions. And if somebody shocks them, it ain't going to be the Lions. Ain't going to be the Bears sitting at 4-4 right now with an offense that is up and down. Caleb just looks like he comes out overhyped. They have first quarter problems. And it's either Caleb not, you know, coming out in a more reserved, calm manner like we saw in the fourth quarter. He seems to, like, needs to get hit around before he starts playing. That fourth quarter in D.C., just take a look at it. It was really maybe his best quarter of football. And again, I called him scoring four times in the air in London. We need that guy to come out of the locker room. And Shane Waldron got to dial it up, because if he doesn't, then a lot of people in Chicago might wind up getting got. And I'll just say it. All you're hearing. Now, I'll just say it because I'm not an... I'll just tell you what I hear over and over and over again is that if Ben Johnson wanted a gig, it's the one in Chicago. And he gets deep in his bag offensively. And this is all part of the subject matter of Overreaction Monday. as well on the pod that's out there for you to listen to. We'll take a break. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. It's getting late early, huh? For some teams around here. Hey, everybody, let's talk about Game Time tickets. If you haven't noticed, basketball season's right around the corner, and I'm really looking forward to seeing all the great action. And now with Game Time's new feature, Game Time Picks, it's even easier to see your favorite teams play live. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. And here in Los Angeles, there's not one but two pro basketball teams with two different arenas, so you need to see the view from your seat. You also need to all-in pricing feature I've been telling you about, so you get to see your total up front with no surprise fees at checkout. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time Picks. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for details. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time.
This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas, the softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
Back here on the program, Coop was rooting so hard for the Patriots yesterday. You know, we had all eight games up with the Sunday Ticket YouTube TV. You can get it right here on the Roku portal. It's awesome. It really is great.
It is.
Their multi-view four box is great. So much stuff is coming down in that early window.
Mm-hmm.
So we were creating our own Octobox, and he was locked in on the final Drake May drive.
It was awesome. It was really fun.
Locked in. And when Drake May scored that touchdown with no time left in regulation, running around for like 12 seconds and flipped one up in the air in the end zone, I thought you should go for two.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
you know, the Crafts are sitting there. They clearly backed the coach. What are you know, the Crafts are going to go and get upset that they didn't win in Tennessee by going for two at the very end? Because the defense had just run around for like 15, 20 seconds. Mm-hmm. So they're wiped out. Just go for it. And instead, they kick the extra point and lose in overtime.
Yeah, after Tennessee had a 7.5-minute drive, the Pats got the ball back with 2.5 minutes to go.
Right. Because Tony Pollard could not be stopped on the ground.
Yeah. Should have went for two. Would have liked to have seen, you know, put Dre in shotgun and let him run around and maybe keep it, you know, run some Josh Allen type stuff. But he looked like Josh Allen yesterday.
He's a winner, pal.
95 yards rushing.
You got to. I know. I said to he. I'm like, Coop, I has a Patriot quarterback ever had 100 yards rushing in a game? Because Cooper says Tom Brady never did it. I'm like, he probably didn't have 100 yards in the first 10 years of his career combined.
Oh, yeah. No chance.
You know?
I don't think Cam ever did. Probably Steve Grogan as far back as.
Right. Might be the last one.
Absolutely.
He's fun to watch, dude. I know it's tough to watch sometimes, but he's fun to watch.
Yeah.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show, Game Time tickets. Go start buying tickets to any game in your area, any concert in your area, any comedy, theater events in your area. Theater events is pretty cool, too. You get to see the view from the stage. You know, the view from your seat of what you're trying to see. And in terms of seeing the view of anything from your seat, I love that feature. The all-in pricing feature, you get your total up front, no surprise fees at checkout. That's another way that you're having your guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time Picks, which is their new feature. Makes it easier to see your favorite teams play live, so you only see incredible deals on great seats. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use my code RICH. You get $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for details. Again, create an account, redeem my code RICH. You get $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. Rich in, thank you. Rich in Maryland, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Rich?
Oh, not much, guys. I'm actually in L.A. It's my last day here.
Okay.
I was in Santa Monica at Viceroy, meeting up with an old college buddy, and I caught the highlights of the Commanders-Giants game, and if they can beat Pittsburgh next week, I think that, you know, they could be a serious contender and possibly challenge the Lions. So, very, very excited.
Well, I mean, if they beat Pittsburgh next week and Philadelphia beats Dallas, and there's some breaking news out of the Metroplex that we'll get to shortly, that sets up a Thursday night game of Washington and Philadelphia that I think Al Michaels might start walking now from Los Angeles. He'd be so excited to call that game. I mean, could you imagine Philly against Washington on a Thursday night to start off week 11? Oh, baby.
Yeah.
I mean, and Rich, you just got to be out of your skull over the quarterback. You have to be. Unbelievable. And thank you for the call. Because, again, what Jaden Daniels is doing, folks, is the second year in a row we're talking about unicorn stuff coming from a second overall drafted player, C.J. Stroud last year.
Oh, yeah.
Set the bar so high. And the fact that Jaden Daniels is clearing the bar on occasion, I mean, the numbers might at the end of the day in terms of passing yards not be, it might not be as gaudy, but his ability to make plays under pressure and then not settle. Again, we mentioned this to Terry McLaurin when he zoomed in the other day, asking him his perspective on the play that got me off my couch in week three in Cincinnati when the Bengals were 0-2 and everybody thought there's no way they're losing to the Commanders to go 0-3. And Jaden Daniels was like, yeah, okay. And at the end of that game, instead of settling for three and giving Joe Burrow a chance to maybe go down the field and tie it, he finds Terry McLaurin for a touchdown on that Monday night and send everybody home safely. Yesterday, Giants making a game of it or staying in the game, let's put it that way, even though Daniel Jones had the wildest stat line at one point of being 4-for-4 in passing for 0 yards and one touchdown. That actually happened. And he also had 50 yards rushing at the time in the game. He was the leading rusher of the entire game at that point in time. But Jaden Daniels threw a touchdown pass to Terry McLaurin right before halftime where it's just like, okay, we're not settling for three. We're just going to keep scoring on you. And this is, you want to talk about showing improvement. Remember they didn't score a touchdown at all in the week two win over the Giants? It was just a field goal battle?
Yep.
And this time around, not so much. And in terms of like, okay, maybe let's just put him under pressure. Let's blitz him. The Giants had a season-high blitz rate of 60% on dropbacks in week nine. So they were like, we're going to blitz them. We're going to blitz them. They generated 5 quarterback pressures, and it's the first time all season they didn't record a sack in a game with Dexter Lawrence and Brian Burns. No sacks, 5 quarterback pressures. It's not just the offensive line you tip your cap to. It's this guy getting the ball out of his hands. And also, how many times on third down did you see him just keep fading back, fading back, fading back? And now he's like 20 yards from the line of scrimmage. And there's a wide open Austin Eckler. There's a wide open Zach Ertz. There's a wide open player. He just grabs the ball, no one around him. First down. Guy's unbelievable. Guy's absolutely unbelievable. They're 7-2 for the first time since 96. They finished 9-7, missed the playoffs under North Turner that year. You know what's not going to happen this year? That's not going to happen. 15-22, 209 passing yards, 2 passing touchdowns, a passer rating of 128.8, and he had 35 rushing yards, and he went 3-for-3 for 91 yards and a touchdown on deep passes on the Giants in week 9. He's unbelievable. Fourth quarterback since 1950 to have 100 or better passer rating over the first 9 career starts within one season on a team that lost 12 or more games the previous season. C.J. Stroud is one of them on the list from last year. With a 101 rating. Jaden Daniels' rating is 106.7. The only one above him is Kurt Warner. American underdog had a passer rating of 117.8 in his 99 season. Dude, he's doing things that we haven't seen since Kurt Warner came out of the gate. What the hell's happening? He plays for Washington. This is happening to you, Commanders fans.
You got rid of the Wicked Witch of the East, or the Wicked Warlock of the East, the owner. Got him out, which you probably never thought was ever going to happen. Now you got Jaden Daniels and a coach who knows what he's doing, from the HC to the OC. And the general manager. Just you wait till free agency hits. Everyone will be like, well, can Washington please call me? Agents are going to call up Washington saying, can we play there? They're going to get a new stadium at some point. What the hell's happening? It's all happening.
It's like Penny Lane.
That's right.
It's all happening from Almost Famous.
I understand. Well, this guy's completely famous now. Jaden Daniels, your offensive rookie of the year and potentially an MVP candidate in that mix, all rolled in one. Hour number three with that aforementioned big news out of Dallas coming up. Still sitting here on the Roku Sports Channel.
I wish he had more touchdown passes.
He doesn't need it. Doesn't need it. They got the run game. Chris Rodriguez Jr. with Brian Robinson Jr. out. 53 rush yards. That led the team on 11 carries. Eckler had 11 carries for 42 rushing yards and a touchdown. 41 in the air. They don't need it. You don't need it. Was that a fantasy thing you're talking about with Jaden Daniels?
No.
Because, by the way, having the fantasy footballers here, you weren't here because you were out at your, I believe.
I was in my draft.
Your draft? Yeah. The fantasy footballers here saying, you know what? Hold off on a quarterback. Take Jaden Daniels. Win your league. So guess what happened when we drafted? Held off. Drafted Jaden Daniels. We're going to win our league with their advice, which is chef's kiss. Thanks for coming on, kids.
We're about to be in second place in the sleeper
Thanks
league.
For coming on. Appreciate the advice. We're going to take it and beat you with it.
And Brockman, you and I are in second place in the best ball league.
We are with Jaden Dan.
Yep.
How about you?
We went rookie. We went Caleb
oh,
and
sorry.
Jayden.
We went Caleb. Caleb. Yeah.
How about you?
Look I had Jaden in another league. I'm sorry.
Look at you. Well, we're out of time, which is good for you in this hour, because I would start talking about our fantasy basketball league. And I just absolutely ate the dogs and the cats on their eating the cats over there. Oh, good Lord.
It's 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Half my team is injured. Two.
That's great.
It's terrible.
By the way, eating the cats. I just took them straight out. Now my son's next.
This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.